At the Texas State Railroad Depot in Palestine, Texas, children are running around in their pajamas. But these kids aren't sleepy. They are exploding with excitement. They are about to hop aboard the legendary Polar Express. And sporting PJs is an important element in that beloved Christmas story. It's understandable that a holiday fantasy about a train ride to see Santa Claus gets these children fired up. But still, they gape in amazement at the old belching steam engine and the vintage passenger rail cars. Little do these children know that this century-old railroad has seen so much red ink and bad luck that its operations were in jeopardy. Earlier this year, the group Preservation Texas labeled the Texas State Railroad as one of the state's most endangered historic places. But for these children, the difficult finances of the railroad just don't matter, because standing right in front of them is the conductor.
Good to have you on board the Polar Express.
Thank you.
Well, it wouldn't be the Polar Express without people like you.
T.R. Kuntz is the conductor. Like many playing roles on the Polar Express, he is a volunteer.
I do this entirely just to see the kids' faces. I travel about 5 hours one way to get here to do this, and it's worth every minute.
Kuntz doesn't look anything like the Tom Hanks computer-generated character in the Polar Express movie, but he does have a uniform, a big mustache, and that ticket puncher.
Here we go. May I have your tickets, ma'am?
The children with their parents, some of them are in pajamas too, get on board, and soon they'll be served hot chocolate, Rice Krispie treats, and they'll be on their way to the North Pole. The rail expedition takes them into the East Texas piney woods, thick with sweet gum and pine trees. Their destination is only a few miles from the train station, a widening of the track, where a Santa's village lights up, with fake snow covering the East Texas clay banks.
Welcome to the North Pole.
We're at the North Pole.
Here we are.
All right, over the holidays, about 10,000 passengers will make this fantasy trip. And in addition to the Polar Express, the Texas State Railroad also offers Thomas the Tank Engine excursions. These specialty outings have kept the Texas State Railroad chugging along while dealing with some tough times.
There was a movement afoot to actually shut down the actual operations of the railroad. It's where the local communities of Rusk and Palestine actually stepped in and were able to work with the state to be able to facilitate the arrangement, whereas we can continue to run this historic railroad.
Paul Schrank is with the American Heritage Railway, the company that now runs the Texas State Railroad for a state operating authority.
These communities were looking at the possibility of losing their railroad. They also were looking at the possibility of losing the economic impact, or what we hope to be somewhere between $16 and $20 million next year.
American Heritage Railway is promising to pump in millions of dollars to fix up the railroad, but the state also has to provide $2 million to qualify for a $10 million federal transportation grant. After months of stalling and objections, late last week, Texas House Speaker Tom Craddock finally released the $2 million. But adding to the uncertainty about the future of the state railroad, last July, heavy rains washed out a bridge and about half a mile of track between Rusk and Palestine, which brought those trips to a halt. But now the damage has been repaired, and if all goes well, this coming Saturday will mark the first full run in 5 months on the Texas State Railroad.
Boys and girls, we will soon be leaving the North Pole.
Back on the Polar Express, the conductor is making one last walkthrough with the passengers.
What could be more special than Christmas, the train, something to eat and drink, and being with the family? That's why we do it. I'm going to get back to my ticket punching here and get ahead of Santa. He's not far behind me here.
2 years after predictions that the Texas State Railroad was at the end of its line, the future looks bright for this historic rail service. So this childhood fantasy may not have to come to an end. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.